past 20 plus years, William Jennings Bryan Oleander of Here, Kansas, has been commenting on life in the West, Kansas and the High Plains. Oleander tries to tease out the essence of place and what it means to be a person of place. Folks, when I was a boy, we gave May Day flowers to everyone we could find home on the 1st of May. Well, I don't have flowers, so I decided this year on a different kind of bouquet, words. I went to a book put together by my young friend Jim Hoy, who grew up in the Flint Hills of Kansas and has made good as an English professor at Emporia. In Prairie Poetry, Cowboy Verse of Kansas, Jim has gathered up some of the best of the rich storehouse of cowboy verse from the Sunflower State, from the hundreds of classic cowboy ballads of the Trail Drive era to free verse from contemporary poets. Jim calls these verses authentic. Seems each author knows what the hell he or she is talking about, he writes. That makes for an authentic gift and one that ought to be shared. So I went through the book and found lines that describe the authentic people of Here, Kansas, and I put them in May Day cards. For Claude Anderson of the Co-op, I copied these lines from Blusterin' Bill by Mike Bates. He argued at the Co-op over seed and feed and hay. Bill hated politicians. He'd mock everything they'd say. The cost was never low enough every time he bought. And when he sold, he never got the prices that he sought. For Elmer Peterson, who's lived next to me on Kansas Street all these years, I penned these lines from Neighbors by Jeff Davidson. But age has started to change us. We're not the same as we were, and that brings questions about the hereafter. There's some things I don't know for sure. I wish I could check with St. Peter about my address in that sweet by and by, because if my mansion's not right next to yours, then, neighbor, I ain't going to die. For Mabel Beamer, who hates her trips to the doctor in Wichita, I found these lines from Living in Kansas by Jack DeWerf. So you keep your skyscrapers, I'll keep my sky. There's no way I'd want to exchange. Oh, we might come to visit, but you can bet we'll be back to our home out here on the range. And to Iola Humboldt, my sweetheart, who sometimes has trouble putting up with me, I copied these lines from Why Horses Are Better Than Men by Diana Russell. They can't ever walk out when you're mad. Just hold the reins good and tight. And I've never had a horse laugh at me right in the middle of a fight. Horses communicate better than men because their signals are easier to read, and they don't require near as much care and cost about half as much to feed. Well, you can tell there's a poem for everybody in Jim Hoy's Prairie Poetry. Why, if you give it to yourself as a gift, you might even be inspired to write a little poetry yourself. I was, and here it goes. Folks, if you're thinking of blue sky or your home on the range, your fine old horse or those meetings at the Grange, if you're thinking of rodeos or those days at the fair, bulls, broncs, and tractor pulls, diesel fumes in the air, yep, if you're thinking of verse about the farmer or cowboy, you'd best think of Prairie Poetry, a gift from Jim Hoy. That was commentary by William Jennings Bryan Oleander of Here, Kansas, who is actually the radio voice of Washburn University, Emeritus Professor of English, Thomas Fox Averill.